Allegro appassionato. That is the marking of the 24th of the 24 preludes, and that was performed by Charles Richard Hamelin. And welcome to the show, Charles. So great to have you on our jukebox.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well, doing well. Very passionate, dramatic performance there from your 24 preludes. Just one of your albums. We're so excited about your upcoming concert in Aurora at the Cultural Center, back by popular demand, Friday, May 10th. With a pre-concert talk that begins at 7 p.m., followed by the concert itself, 7:30. Well, let's go back to the Chopin competition itself. I can't believe it's already been close to 10 years. Very interesting. You're the silver medalist, winner of the Christian Zimmermann Prize. In many cases, I find sometimes the second prize winners of this international competition, some of the most fascinating personalities. One thinks of Vladimir Ashkenazy, Mitsuko Uchida, Kevin Kenner. Can you walk us through what that experience was like, you know, participating in the only competition in the world that focuses on one composer?
Yes, it was kind of a dream come true, what happened in the end. I mean, I was a bit older than most contestants, if you remember. I was 26, which is pretty young still, but most contestants are about 18 or 19 in the competition.
Oh, they get younger with each competition.
Oh, yeah. And the fifth prize that year, Tony Yang from Toronto, was 16 at the time, which is crazy.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
So it was I was a bit more mature, and my position was like, this is the only time I can do it because it's every 5 years and I will be too old for the next one. So I was like, let's just
do it.
Just do it. It's a dream to play Chopin in Warsaw on that stage where, you know, Marta Argerich and Pollini and Zimmermann, they all made their debut there. So I took it like that, and that took some of the pressure off. I was already kind of active locally, you know, playing a lot of chamber music and some recitals here and there. I had won the second prize in the Montreal competition, so I was feeling good about having a local career, and I didn't need that to, you know, to be happy or anything. So I think that made me a bit more relaxed and made me able to make music there.
Takes the pressure off.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Good approach in general for anyone competing out there. I remember talking to Yuliana Avdayeva, who won the first prize, the competition before you. She totally didn't expect that she would win. I mean, she didn't even have her hair done, you know, for the final announcement. You know, she thought, there's no way. And there she was at first. You know, you studied at McGill, Yale. Who were some of the most instrumental professors who helped you, you know, immersed you into that world of Chopin?
I would say two main ones. My first teacher as a kid started piano with my father, but then I had an actual teacher from age 5 till 18. So a long time with the same teacher.
Oh, good.
He was from Romania, but was teaching in my hometown in Joliet. His name is Paul Sululescu, who is not very well known, but he's the one who introduced me to Chopin when I was about 11 or 12. And every year we were working on a new Chopin piece, and it was always my favorite piece every year. You know, later on in my studies, I did more than Chopin, but I came back to it when the competition arrived and delved into his world really deeply. And I studied a lot with Jean Saunier and André Laplante during that time.
Oh, yeah. Big names.
And André Laplante is a great inspiration of mine. And also had some coaching with Janina Fialkowska.
Oh, yeah.
Who herself studied with Rubinstein, as we know. And so that was also quite precious to have her feedback. And
Very inspirational, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, out of these 10 albums that you've recorded, many that we feature on our program regularly, especially your collaboration with Andrew Wan, you've kind of not put the label of Chopin on you, which is terrific. You're always reaching further, stretching that boundary, trying other composers, recent release of Schumann, of course, that also a recording we cherish here. What were some of the most memorable moments in your recording discography?
Well, the most, I guess, unique one was the concertos, the Chopin concertos with the Montreal Symphony.
I mean,
that was such an amazing occasion to have the chance to record that with Nagano and the OSM. It was also captured live during three performances, which were all sold out, and I played in each concert two concertos. So yeah, it was just a very high pressure. But I prepared really a lot for it, and it was really like very memorable. And you know, also knowing that the last recording that the OSM did of those concertos were of Marta Argerich, so no pressure there.
No pressure, right? And Kent Nagano as a conductor, how was he to work with?
Oh, it was, you know, very easy. He's very knowledgeable with Germanic repertoire, and those tutti's in the Chopin concertos are quite Germanic. They're quite, mm-hmm. I would say, a bit more square than the piano writing, but then when the piano comes in, it's all Chopin and fantasy, and he let me really do whatever I wanted there and just follow me, and the musicians were super sensitive to it all. So, it was a great experience, and I'm very lucky I got to do that in my life. And also the two other Mozart concerto CDs I did with Les Violons du Roi, that's also because it's such a blessing to be able to record with orchestra, knowing how expensive the whole proceedings are. So,
very in today's world.
Very lucky I got to do that. Yeah.
Terrific. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming concert Friday, May 10th, with a pre-concert talk. Rick Phillips is directing that. 7:00, and then the concert begins 7:30, and you're starting off in Spain with Enrique Granados, followed by some Albéniz.
That's right, yes, and Chopin in the second half. Actually, this program started since I've been playing Chopin a lot and playing most of his masterworks. I'm sort of digging for B-sides, if you will, and I discovered this piece by Chopin called the Allegro de Concert.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fairly mature work that no one plays, and studied it. And there's really great stuff in there, but there's very few great recordings of it because most pianists have avoided it. So I was working on it, and I found, searching recordings, that there's another piece called Allegro de Concert with the same opus number by Granados, the Spanish composer. And then I was a bit familiar with his music, but not so much. And then listened to it and discovered another piece called Vals Poeticos, which is very famous on the guitar, but it's a piano piece.
Right.
And really loved that music. And it's very melodic and soulful. And thought it would be nice to do kind of a mirror-like program with the same kind of titles, a selection of waltzes by Chopin and the Allegro de Concert for both. In the middle of that mirror, I love the music of Albéniz. And of course, Iberia is played a lot. But this piece that no one knows, called La Vega, that he wrote a bit before that.
Right.
I really think it's kind of a true masterpiece that apparently influenced Debussy quite a lot in the late 19th century. You can really tell in the music there's a lot that was influential in the French composers. Yeah.
Getting into the impressionist vibe there. Yeah, and it's Albéniz, his impression of Granada, the great Alhambra palace, setting that to music. Some exotic moments in that one, definitely. And all of your program has that 19th century flair. Allegro de Concert has bold, expressive moments. And it's going to be, for sure, a thrilling, virtuosic performance. And you're closing with waltzes, a series of waltzes.
Yes, it's a selection of mine. The Vals Poeticos from Granados is a selection of 8 waltzes. I thought it would be nice to select my 8 favorite ones and try to make a little, selection that varies, tempi, but also are connected with tonalities. And in there's some that people might not know, but there's definitely a couple of very familiar ones like the C-sharp minor and the minute waltz. So it's also a way to thank the audience that they went on the journey with me with piano music that is, not very well known. Even the Allegro de Concert by Chopin is not very well known. And so it's a way at the end to come back to the very familiar and the very...
A little reward for a great musical odyssey from Spain the Viennese waltz. Yes. Well, thank you, Charles, Richard, Amelin. I wish you much passion and a great audience there to support you in this wonderful work that you're doing. To get your tickets, go to auroraculturalcenter.ca, auroraculturalcenter.ca, or you can call their box office if you want to attend this concert, May 10th, 905-713-1818. That's 905-713-1818. Charles, good luck to you. Enjoy your Asian tour coming up and your next recording. Can't wait for the next release and all the wonderful work you're doing at the Keys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Happy practicing. Cheers. Till next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.